الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وله ما سكن في الليل والنهار وهو السميع العليم. قل أغير الله أتخذ وليا فاطر السماوات والأرض وهو يطعم ولا يطعم. قل إني أمرت أن أكون أول من أسلم ولا تكونن من المشركين. قل إني أخاف إن عصيت ربي عذاب يوم عظيم. من يصرف عنه يومئذ فقد رحمه وذلك الفوز المبين. وإن يمسسك الله بضر فلا كاشف له إلا هو. وإن يمسسك بخير فهو على كل شيء قدير. وهو القاهر فوق عباده وهو الحكيم الخبير. قل أي شيء أكبر شهادة؟ قل الله شهيد بيني وبينكم. وأوحي إلي هذا القرآن لأنذركم به ومن بلغ. أئنكم لتشهدون أن مع الله آلهة أخرى؟ قل لا أشهد. قل إنما هو إله واحد وإنني بريء مما تشركون. الذين آتيناهم الكتاب يعرفونه كما يعرفون أبناءهم. الذين خسروا أنفسهم فهم لا يؤمنون. And to him belongs all that settles in the night and day, and he hears all things and he knows all. Say, should I take up a friend and a protector besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of the heavens and the earth, and he feeds and is not fed? Say, I have been commanded that I be the first of those who surrenders and submits to Allah, and be not of those who makes partners with him. Say, if I disobey my Rabb, I fear the punishment of a mighty day. And on that day, whomsoever the punishment is averted from, then it is on account of his mercy, and this is supreme achievement. And if Allah Ta'ala touches you with any harm, then nobody can avert it but he. And if he touches you with any good, then he has power over all things. And he is almighty, above, high above his servants, and he is all wise and fully acquainted. Say, whose evidence is weightier than the evidence, whose evidence is weightiest? Say, it is Allah, a witness between myself and you, and this revelation, this Quran has come to me through inspiration and revelation, that I may warn you through it, and to all those that it reaches. And أَيْنَّكُمْ لَتَشْهَدُونَ, do you people bear witness that they are gods with Allah? Say, no, I can never bear witness. Say, إِنَّمَا هُوَ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ, there is just one God, and I am totally innocent from the shirk that you people ascribe. الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابِ, those to whom we had given the book, they know him, they recognize Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as they recognize their own children. Those who have ruined themselves will not believe, and who can do greater wrong than one who invents a lie against Allah Ta'ala or rejects his words? Indeed, the wrongdoers will never prosper. The day we will gather them together, and then will we say to the mushriks, where are your partners that you used to speak about? Then they will have no reply. Now that deception of theirs will be no more. They will have no reply, but they will say, Allah, our Rabb, we did not make shirk, we are not guilty of joining partners. See how they lie against themselves, and the things that they had invented as gods had left them in the lurch, disappeared from them. وَلَهُ مَا سَكَنَ فِي اللَّيْلِ All those things that settle, means the things that settle, and the things that are motion, the things that move, and the things that are stationary, all belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There isn't anything that moves, not even a leaf, but it is by the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This verse, وَإِيَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِذُرٍ, the very essence of iman and faith, that if Allah ta'ala were to touch you with any harm, then nothing can avert it but He. And if He were to touch you with any good, then He has power over all things, for He is all-powerful, almighty, high above His servants. As Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says, that I had traveled with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We were both mounted on a camel, I sat on the back. And after we had traveled some distance, then he called out to me, Oh youngster. And I asked Nabi Sallam, Ya Rasulullah, I am at your service, anything that I can do for you? So Nabi Sallam said, Remember Allah and He will remember you. Remember Him and you will find Him before you. When you ask, then ask of Him. When you want assistance, then ask Him of assistance. And remember, if all the world, the insan, the jinnat, and all the creation put together, if all of them want to help you in any way, they will not be able to assist you, but to the extent that Allah Ta'ala has decreed. And if all of them were willing and wishing to harm you in any way, then they will not be able to harm you, but to the extent that Allah Ta'ala has decreed. So good and harm comes entirely and exclusively from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if it is possible for you to be patient with conviction, to work with patience and conviction, then do so. But if you can't do so, then at least be patient. For the help of Allah ta'ala is with patience. And remember, with every affliction, with every difficulty, there is ease. And with constriction, there is expansion. If there is constriction at some time or some point, then there is an opening thereafter. This consciousness and this awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times must be rooted in our minds, in the minds of our children. That if anybody tries to do any harm, then he cannot do so but by the will of Allah Ta'ala and to the extent that Allah Ta'ala has decreed. By the same, if someone wishes to do any good, then only to the extent that Allah Ta'ala has decreed. That is, the mind of the believer must be absorbed in the greatness of Allah Ta'ala, that good and bad happens entirely from Him, not to be moved with people and with material. Therefore, it was the habit of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that he would recite this dua quite regularly. Allahumma la mani'a lima a'tayt, wa la mu'tiya lima manat, wa la yanfa'u dhal jaddi minka al jadd. That Allah Ta'ala, what you give, nobody can stop. And what you stop, nobody can give. And nobody striving can work against your decision. What you decide is final. And whoever strives, and to whatever extent he strives, then his striving can only prove beneficial for him with the decree and the decision of Allah Ta'ala.